What's up, men? Alright guys, today's video is titled Ukrainian Women Have No Standards. So, right behind me guys is the Opera House, Lviv Opera House. As you guys know by now, I went to a play, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It was a 2-hour play. It was a musical, live orchestra. You know, it wasn't, there was no talking. It was simply a play with a live musical for 2 hours. It was all right. Nothing to write home about. You know, would I do it again? Nah, not really. But I did it just so you guys. Well, actually, I did it just so I can brag about saying I went to an opera in Europe, in Ukraine, at the world famous Lviv Opera House right behind me, okay? But is it something to write home about? Nah, not really. Tickets were anywhere from $3 to like $10. So, you know, even by going into a pub in America, you're gonna spend more than $10 just going into a regular pub in America. Anyway, guys, getting on with the point of the video that Ukrainian women have no standards. So, usually, ain't that nigger who walks around taking pictures of people, but this time I had to, and the reason behind it, guys, if I told you the vast majority of Ukrainian women end up with incels, you guys are gonna tell me, yo, Amr, when you gonna start selling that yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha PUA course for $999? So I had to show you that photo. So in that photo, guys, I blurred out the faces, because, you know, you don't want to put random people, you know, who didn't expect to be on the internet like that, okay? But like I said, I had to show you this to show you that there was a beautiful Ukrainian woman with a bona fide ogre. Forget incel, we're talking ogre, okay? So, what you guys need to understand, before we get into Ukrainian women having no standards, we need to understand something about the Ukrainian people. Ukrainians are Slavic, okay? Slavic is not equal to white, okay? Like Euro GA nationalist on MGTOW TV said, not all black people are the same. Not all white people are the same either, okay? Slavics are of lower IQ than Anglo-Saxon people, okay? Therefore, the people here in Ukraine are simpleton. They're simple-minded, okay? Just like the Jews use and abuse black people back in America, they do the same thing with the Ukrainian people. Because again, they're Slavic, lower IQ, simple-minded, easily taken advantage of, okay? Women are the same thing. I see it all the time, okay? I see these young Ukrainian girls, you know, late teens, early 20s, you know, walking around with bad boys, with alphas, with chads, you know, all lovey-wovey-dovey, dopey. And here's the thing. Come back in a couple of years, that's gonna be a jaded, single mother living a miserable life, making minimum wage, waiting until the day God decides to take her sad and pathetic soul, okay? This is why it's very important for you MGTOW guys watching this video. You gotta stick your dick in a Ukrainian before she gets damaged, before she becomes a single mother, before she becomes corrupted or damaged by the chads, the beta males, and God knows what else, okay? This is what I want you all here to understand, okay? These women, for the most part, will eventually get corrupted. It will happen, okay? And it usually happens after the age of 20 three, okay? So, what I mean by no standards, guys, is that here in Ukraine, there is no welfare state. There is no credit cards, there's no bank loans. Even if a girl does work, how much is she gonna make realistically, you know? Most people here start out making $200 a month. Even with a college degree, they'll probably end up making no more than $800 a month, you know? It's not cheap. You know, you can actually live here in Ukraine for probably $800 a month, you know, as a woman living in a small apartment. You know, obviously I eat for $8 a day. I'm sure a Ukrainian woman, you know, can eat for like $3 a day. So yeah, a Ukrainian woman can actually live on her own here in Ukraine if she decided to work a full-time job, 10 plus hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week. But here's the thing. Ukrainian women don't want to work, and I don't blame them, you know? I always said this, guys. Work is for ugly women, okay? Only ugly women work. Beautiful woman? Look, it's like, a beautiful Ukrainian woman is a lot like a high IQ Jew like myself, okay? I tried construction once in my life, okay? One day I did construction. I was working for a labor company and they called me up and they're like, yo, Omar, we got this construction gig. It's one day, you know, they're paying $11 an hour. Now I'm like, you know what? Let me give it a try. Never again. Yet there are goyim out there who been doing construction for 20, 30, 40 plus years. I do it once. Never again, okay? It's not befitting for me, Amr Mitwali, to do construction when I can do MGTOW TV, I can do Mitwali Web Services, which, by the way, is actually doing rather nicely. You know, a special shout out to TFM for advertising us, you know? So, yeah. As a high IQ Jew, I ain't gonna do nigger shit, okay? I'm not gonna do fucking construction. I'm not gonna be that dude, you know, working 90 degrees in the Florida sun, fucking mosquitoes, and no. Same thing with the Ukrainian women who are beautiful. They just wanna be taken care of, okay? Now, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, truth of the matter, guys, even before the war, Ukraine had problems before the war, okay? Ukraine has one of the highest divorce rates in the world. Ukraine has one of the worst alcohol consumption and abuse rates in the world. And also at the same time, their population was actually going down. Divorces were going up before the war. And they also had a problem with, you know, decent quality men to begin with. First of all, guys, as you guys can see on seeing in past videos, I height mog like 95% of Ukrainian dudes. You know, most Ukrainian dudes look like Zelensky, okay? And they're probably the same height, 5'7", 5'8", okay? Yes, they do have chads here, okay? But vast majority of Ukrainian dudes, they fall into either Zelensky, short cells, bald cells, or ogre cells, if you want to add that to the vocabulary, ogre cells, okay? So, for every decent Ukrainian man, like a Ukrainian dude who looks good, well-mannered, assuming he's not abusive, alcoholic, wife beater, any of that mumbo jumbo, and has a decent salary, there are no less than 10 Ukrainian women for every one decent Ukrainian dude, okay? This is why I tell you guys, 9 out of 10 times a Ukrainian woman is too good for the relationship she's in, okay? So, take away that one decent Ukrainian man. What do you have left? You have Chad, who's gonna pump and dump her and eventually abandon the family for the next younger, hotter, tighter thing that comes along. You're gonna have the alpha male, bad boy, alcoholic who is gonna beat the crap out of her and end up taking her money. Okay? Other than those two people, the Chad and the bad boy, what do you have left? Incels. Okay? Now, do women want to be with incels? No, they don't, guys. Now, in this picture, obviously, because the faces are blurred out, you can tell that the woman was disgusted being with this ogre, you know? I send this unedited picture to other people in the MGTOW community, and they're like, instantly, this woman is not happy to be with this dude. And of course, she's not happy to be with an incel. Ain't no woman wants to be with an incel. Are you guys crazy? Yet, the ogre was very, very cocky. He was like, I'm the main baby, and I'm gonna tell you why, okay? You see, Ukrainian incels, they know by the time a hot Ukrainian girl gets to their level, she has exhausted all other options. Let me say that one more time. A Ukrainian incel knows that by the time a Ukrainian woman gets down to his level, she has exhausted all other options, okay? Meaning that he is the best she can do. She can't do any better. And this is why Ukrainian men are also abusive toward their women. It's the same reason why dirtbag Arab sales fly Ukrainian woman out to Dubai for $30,000 and take a literal dump on them. It's because at the end of the day, whether you're a Ukrainian sale or an Arab sale, you know the only reason a hot woman is with you is because of money, okay? Listen, no guy wants a woman to be with him simply because of money. That's the worst feeling ever, okay, guys? Yeah, sure, on the outside, you might act all, I'm alpha male, big dick, fuck the whole universe. You know, I got this hottie right next to me. But deep down, you know, the second that money goes away, she's gonna dump you quicker than Coach Bitchpill getting jacked in the jaw for using too much teeth on a truck driver. So, once you guys realize how things are here in Ukraine with the social dynamics, then you can understand why divorce rates are so high. You can understand why alcoholism is so high here. You can understand why domestic violence is so high here, okay? Now, the silver lining for us MGTOWs, you know, not for the Ukrainian men, it's actually a bad thing. You see, nobody here speaks English, okay? I'm walking around, talking loud. Nobody understands a single word I say. They don't speak English here, okay, guys? As more and more Ukrainian women start learning English, they're gonna abandon their men. I'm telling you that right now. I know that for a fact, okay? Here in Ukraine, college begins at 17. So, when I'm walking around the square, okay? The square was over there, okay? I'm just walking down the side streets because it's not noisy, okay? So, when I'm walking around the square, I get approached by these girls who are like 16, 17 years old. You know, they're college bound, and they want to learn English. They want to learn about America. And I'm like, bitch, I can't even talk to you. You're a minor, you know. As an American citizen, you can't deal with women under the age of 18, no matter where you are in the world. Even if the laws over there are like, yeah, that's cool, you know. But as an American, no, I'm thank, no good. Thank you. Ugh. So as an American citizen, guys, you can't deal with any woman under the age of 18. Yet these women are like, hey, America, America, hey, you want to grab a cup of coffee with me, stuff like that. I'm like, no, no, leave me the F alone. So you young MGTOW men, you young MGTOW men out there who are 18, 19, in your early 20s, I am telling you, in a couple of years, these girls are gonna be yours, okay? You guys need to understand, just like social media allowed Western women to skip over beta males, incels, and average dudes and go right after Chad, English is gonna allow Ukrainian women to bypass all their men together. And you guys have to also keep in mind, because Ukrainians overall are simpletons, the men will have no idea what's happening, okay? Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something, okay? When I walk around and I see a young Ukrainian couple, the girl is hot, the guy's an incel, guess who's looking at me? The incel. Why? Because he's giving me that look that says, yeah, I know, she's hot. Now, keep on walking, dude. Then a little bit later on in the relationship, obviously different couple. You know, her relationship goes on for 2-3 years. You know, the Ukrainian incel gets cocky. He's like, well, I got her. I got this girl. You know, she's mine. So when they're walking around, guess who's looking at me? It's the girl. Why? You guys need to understand. That Ukrainian girl who's lovey-wovey-dovey, all doped up, eventually, that dopiness is gonna make way for hypergamy, okay? Now, Ukrainian guys, they have no idea about that, okay? Once dopiness gets replaced by hypergamy, the woman is gonna be looking for the BBD, bigger, better deal. This is why you guys can't get too comfy or too confident in a relationship, because like yo homie yo said, every woman out there is going to have a for sale sign around her neck. Those are facts, you know. You know, every now and then, yo, homie, yo, drop some jewels like, you know, you can't rush the slut, and every woman out there has a for sale sign wrapped around her neck. Most dudes don't see it. And reason why most Ukrainian dudes don't see that is because it's so easy for them to get a woman. You know, I was on Quora couple of months ago, and an American guy asked, how can I as an American guy get a Ukrainian woman? And one of the commentators who commented the answer, or one of the answers, was a Ukrainian woman, and she said a monkey in a tank top can get a Ukrainian woman. Now, we all thought that she was being facetious, that she was being sarcastic. But after being here in Ukraine for 3 weeks, yeah, a monkey in a tank top can get a girl. Dudes, a freaking ogre got a girl, you know? And all he had to do was simply go to, hey, how you doing? Yeah, they're cute. This is another thing I want to tell you guys. One of the reasons why I do these videos outside is that all the women start looking at me, even the married ones. And the reason behind it, guys, is that you guys need to understand, dude, hypergamy is real, okay? Women are always looking for that bigger, better deal. Because here's the thing, dude. I obviously stand out, you know? I mean, I don't have to tell you why the hell I stand out, you know, other than the fact that I hype mog most of these dudes. And quite frankly, look, real talk. Who do you think looks better, me or Zelensky? Yeah, there we go. Okay, so I stand out. So a lot of these girls, they look at me, especially the ones in relationship, because they're wondering. I wonder if my life with this foreigner would be better than the life I have with this average Ukrainian dude. And the answer is, hell yeah, your life with me would be a lot better. Here's the thing, dudes. I can take any, guys, it's 0 degrees outside. That's 30 degrees Fahrenheit, okay? I can take any woman from this country. Tomorrow, we can be swimming in the Red Sea in Egypt. I can do that. How many Ukrainian dudes can do what I can do? Guys, I am telling you right now, okay? If you are a young, decent-looking MGTOW, you got your money right, you are automatically top 3% here in Ukraine. Period. Okay? Again, vast majority of these dudes look like Zelensky, and they usually fall under bald cell, short cell, or ogre cell, okay? So the women really don't have that much great options to begin with, okay? And the country is primarily homogeneous, you know? Like, everybody looks the same. So, you know, in America, a woman can be with Chad, Tyrone, Miguel, Enrique, Chang, you know, Abdullah, whatever. Here in Ukraine, they don't have that. They don't have that option, okay? So, when you come in as an outsider, you automatically draw attention to yourself. Now, you Indian guys out there, let me tell you something. They don't like Indians. They don't like Indians. They don't like, you guys see that girl behind there? Yeah, that was the girl who was following me around the other day wanting to speak English. She's 17. What these girls do is that they walk around this center and they want to sell ribbons, you know, like Ukrainian flags, shit like that. It's donations, you know. So pretty much what these girls do is that, that's what she told me, is that, you know, they take donations so they can further their English studies. And coincidentally, that's why she wanted to, like, grab coffee with me. But like I said, dudes, she's under 18. It's like, no, we don't do that nigger shit on this channel, you know? But the point that I'm trying to tell you guys is that eventually, once these girls start picking up on English, they're not even gonna bother with their men anymore. It's like, you guys need to understand, man, social media, English, it opens up a freaking door for you that nothing else does. I know a lot of you guys in America, you know, you don't believe that because, you know, you're accustomed to America. But do you guys have any idea how powerful the American citizenship is? You know, that blue book? You know, I got the blue book right here in my pocket, dudes, you know? The reason why I'm carrying the passport with me here, it's not because, you know, I'm afraid the police will pull up on me, but I can flex in front of these 304s with it, dudes, you know? So, I'm telling you, you MGTOW guys out there, you have no idea. You have no idea how good you'll have it here in Ukraine. And you guys out there, guys, stop with the whole war thing. Guys, does this look like a war is going on here? This is fucking Lviv. We are 40 miles away from the Polish border, okay? The freaking war is on the other side of the country. You're talking 1,000-plus miles away, okay? So this whole nonsense of, a nuclear bomb is gonna fall on you, dudes, they're all in on it. Zelensky, Putin, they're all in on it. They have a hookah lounge right there. That's a hookah lounge. Now, believe it or not, guys, probably one of the best places to pick up women here would indeed be the hookah lounges, you know? So, but you gotta know, these hoes are in it for money, you know? But here's the thing, dudes. You don't want a girl that's in it for money, you know? Yes, you want a woman who's a little bit more discerning than your basic bitch. Yes, absolutely. But you don't want a woman who's a gold digger. You know, I was married to one of those. So I speak from experience, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, you need a woman that is attracted to you physically. Once that genuine desire is there, then after that, anything else is gravy, okay? But that genuine desire has got to be there, okay? I cannot stress this enough, guys. Genuine desire must be there, okay? Don't come from America, don't come from Canada or Western Europe, you know, fat, ugly, old, bald, and expect to get something from here. Don't do that, guys. This is what I'm saying. You younger MGTOWs out there, decent-looking MGTOWs out there, you got your money right, and assuming you're not an alcoholic or a wife-beater, Ukraine is gonna be your playground, guys. You know? So, at the end of the day, you guys need to understand something, you know? You are dealing with people who are less intelligent than you are. You are dealing with the people who are easily manipulated and taken advantage of. Now, I'm not telling anybody here to manipulate and take advantage of women. I'm not telling you that. This is why I'm telling you guys, you need a woman that speaks English, okay? I met a Polish dude here a couple of days ago, okay? Polish dude told me something. He said, you know, Slavic people, when they speak English, it's as if they get smarter, you know? And honestly, guys, there's something about the English language that actually makes people smarter. Now, I don't know what it is. I am not a linguistic expert. You know, I'm fluent in Arabic, but I would much, much rather speak in English. And that's because when I speak in Arabic, it's like my IQ took a nosedive, okay? This is why I prefer to speak in English. So, you guys out there, even if you are fluent in Ukrainian and Russian, you need a girl that speaks English. Because if a Ukrainian girl speaks English, it usually means she's more discerning and a little bit better quality than, you know, your basic 304 around here, okay, guys? So, English is very, very important for the girl to have. Like I said, a little bit of hypergamy, a little bit of feminism is actually good for us MGTOW men, because that makes a woman, you know, go above the average local man that they have. And you guys have to understand, man, the average dude ain't red-pilled. The average dude doesn't know anything about this. Because again, it's so easy for Ukrainian dudes to get women. You can literally, I mean, a freaking ogre got a woman, you know? And what did he do? He just bought her coffee and a croissant for $3.45. And coincidentally, guys, don't ever pay for a Ukrainian woman, okay? I know some of you guys out there been saying, yo, Omar, you should go to Kyiv and just pay your way through them whores. Dudes. Fucking incels are getting pussy. Why the fuck should somebody like you and me pay for Ukrainian pussy when a monkey in a tank top can get it for $3.45, you know? So, you guys out there watching this video, don't ever simp for Ukrainian women. Do not simp for them, because these women are not worthy of being simped for. Again, most of their men look like Zelensky. Most men fall under the category of short cell, bald cell, ogre cell. And the decent ones, you know, are like one for every 10 women. And the Chads are far and in between. They pump and dump, and eventually they're going to leave her with the kids for the next younger, hotter thing. You know, the alpha male, bad boy, you know, he's going to beat the shit out of her and take her money. So, at the end of the day, guys, for most Ukrainian women, they're better off with the incel. And again, can't stress this enough. The reason why this country has such a high divorce rate is that 9 out of 10 times, the women are better off on their own, okay? And if she's really hot, then she's better off going into escorting and prostitution and sex work and porn and all that stuff, because she's pretty much gonna be too good for any relationship she'll get in with a Ukrainian dude, okay? So the hotter woman, guys, they're holding out for the bigger, better deal here, okay? Every now and then I see hot women sitting by themselves, really not interacting with, because here's the deal. Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Black Pill, truth of the matter. The average Ukrainian dude is an ain't shit nigger. That's just how it is, guys. Not saying they're bad people. You guys need to understand, man. I've had no negative experiences here in Ukraine, okay? This is why I love Ukraine. I love it because as a Jew, it's just so easy to take advantage of, guys, you know? So why not? See, as a Jew, look, just like Black Americans burned down their city and robbed the Foot Locker, we Jews can't help but exploit and usurp others. It's in our blood, guys. I can't help it, you know? Like, what do you want me to do? Exploit and usurp other people, or like burn down your city and rob a Foot Locker, you know? So pick one. But at the end of the day, guys, I don't want anybody watching this video to ever simp for a Ukrainian woman. The women simply are not worth simping for. And if I ever find out that anybody watching this video ever simped for a Ukrainian woman, I'm gonna send Coach Bitchpill to your house to creep you the fuck out. So that's about my video for you guys for today. Let me see if there's something else I should tell you before I end this video. But I think I pretty much said everything that I needed. And, you know, if I have not said this before, guys, Ukraine indeed is a gold mine for us MGTOW men. Okay, guys? You need to understand. You need to deal with people based on their genetic makeup, okay? You're not gonna deal with a high IQ Jew the same way you're gonna deal with a didn't do nothing back in America, right? Same thing here. All the expats I know here in Lviv, they also have a better than though complexion, kind of like a, I don't want to say they're arrogant, but they definitely have, we are better than the Ukrainian people attitude to them. And to a certain degree, they are, again, higher IQ. Okay, guys? So, with all this known, guys, A, Ukraine is a mecca for us. B, don't simp. Okay, guys? Don't simp for the woman. And for the love of God, don't you dare pay for their pussy, because trust and believe, a monkey in a tank top got a girl's pussy by buying her a cup of coffee and a croissant. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.